Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Network. Good to have you with us here. Yes, folks, don't you believe it? The lie being told to all the American people is there's no reason to speak up because your elected things in Washington and the state will not listen to you. Not true. Not true, as all of you know, because we've talked about it on this program before. For the last 3 years, and we're praying that this year will be the fourth year, we put down the horrific unconstitutional hate crimes legislation because the people of America stood up in righteous indignation and didn't want to lose their First Amendment rights, stood up and said no to it. Every year for 3 years, and like we say, we pray this will be the fourth year, we'll put that down again because across Europe, France, and Scandinavia countries and Germany, even in Canada, they have the hate crimes legislation, and people are going to jail for what they think and what they say. And that is to close down the First Amendment, to close down talk radio here in America. Of course, the talking heads for the Republican Democratic Party, like Rush Limbaugh and many others, Michael Savage and all, that are just shills for the international criminal elite, won't be shut down. But talk radio, the alternative talk radio programs like Alex Jones, Jack Blood, the Officer Jack McLam program, Dr. Dan Monteith, will all be gone if they pass that hate crimes legislation. So don't believe it, folks, that if we just sit back and let things happen as they want us to, that we will be enslaved here in this country. No doubt about it, it's coming. But there is ways in which we can stand up and speak out that still does work, and it is to our elected representatives that most of them are there for the big buck that it pays to be in Congress and in the state houses and so forth. But they still have to answer to the people or they get booted out, and their lucrative position goes with it, okay? So we encourage you to speak out. Here's another one that we need to speak out about, and I know many of our listeners anyway here at the Republican Broadcasting Network are speaking out about this one. It's the North American Union. This is the secret destruction of American sovereignty by the Bush administration without letting the people know. Even the Congress isn't supposed to know about it, but they're finding out about it through various means. But I want to share with you, remember we told you that we get calls and we get letters here, people saying, I don't know what to do to help fight for freedom in America. We don't know what to do. And then we get calls from other people telling us what they're doing. And I've got a good friend down in Tempe, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, Tempe area, that Sundays he goes to his church one Sunday, and the second Sunday he goes into the parking lots of other churches in Tempe, Scottsdale, Phoenix, and the surrounding areas, and he puts flyers under the windshield wipers of the cars in the other parking church parking lot. And that is a fantastic thing to do because he gets calls, he gets phone calls and letters and emails of people that have read the flyer that he put under the windshield wiper. And he's been educating people like that for 20 years, and it's very effective. And I just found a flyer, folks, that is fantastic, a one-page flyer from John F. McManus, who's the head of the John Birch Society. It's called The Last Word, and it's in his New American. It's in the New American magazine, February 5th, 2007. I want you to look that up. You can look it up on the web, too. The New American magazine, February 5th, 2007, because it's a tremendous one-page flyer for putting under the windshield wipers of the cars in the church parking lot Sundays or at the supermarkets. You go into the supermarket parking lots and put these flyers in there. It doesn't cost much for 100 or 200 or 500 flyers, folks. Really doesn't. It just takes a little potomobile, as the Mexicans say, foot power, to go around and put it under the windshield wipers of the cars. But this one is about the European Union and our international criminal cabal and the international crime family, the Bush crime family's work to put us under a European-style union here in the United States. I want to share this with you, powerful, and all on one page. And I like this. I have difficulty doing this because when I start writing my newsletter, it usually takes me 3 pages to express a thought. But people like John F. McManus, who is a writer and a very, very excellent, talented writer, can do it on one page. Here's what it says. Listen to this, folks. It says, don't follow Europe's lead, in big letters. And then there's a picture of a ship, an American ship going through iceberg, and it's about to hit an iceberg, okay? Very apropos for what Bush is doing to our nation. It says here, the internationalists within the Bush administration continues their plan to follow the lead of the European Union and entangle all nations of the Western Hemisphere in a similar regional government trap. Understanding the trap into which 27 nations in Europe have already fallen can help to prevent this, what is planned for the USA. In 2002, speaking on behalf of the leaders of NAFTA's 3 nations, Mexico's President Vicente Fox stated, stated as a goal the establishment in the entire Western region of an assembly of connections and institutions similar to those created in the European Union, unquote. With President Bush and Canada's Prime Minister Martin, Mr. Fox helped to initiate the Security and Prosperity Partnership, called the SPP, in 2005, secretly. Yet, when asked about the SPP, spokesman for each man, Bush, Vicente Fox, and Martin, Prime Minister Martin, each man insisted that it was merely a measure to improve trade relations. Sure, folks, that's what they told the European people, that it was all to improve trade relations. And now they've lost their sovereignty, their national sovereignty over there, and it's a horrific mess over there. But I'm getting off the subject of this one-page flyer. Let me go back to it here, folks. See how powerful this one page is. I'd like to see it get out into millions and millions of windshields of cars around this nation to help wake up the people to this North American Union that the Bush crime family is trying to put us under. I will continue on here with this message. It says, in their 2003 expose of the process that has overcome independence of Europe's nations, the great deception, the secret history of the European Union, is a book written by British authors Christopher Booker and Richard North. They've laid bare the early strategy urged by Belgium's Paul Henri Speke. Now, who is Paul Henri Speke? He's known as Europe's Mr. Socialist. Speke told his fellow plotters that they should disguise the ultimate political purpose and conceal it behind a pretense that it was concerned only with economic cooperation based on dismantling trade barriers. So that's the disguise, that's the fraud and the lie. The Speke plan over in Europe succeeded. Beginning in 1951, the drive to control Europe by a single government progressed from the six-nation coal and steel community on to the common market, and then on to the European Economic Community, and finally to the current European Union. All the while, the people of the once sovereign nations in Europe were told that it benefited trade, and that was its goal. Many are now awakening in Europe to the fact that promises of increased trade amounted to poison bait on a barbed hook. Mike Netris, deputy leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party, stated in 2004, the EU was sold to the British people as a trading agreement and has turned into a political union, which is changing our basic laws and traditions in this nation of Europe, of England. He is far from alone in arriving at such a conclusion. As the EU screws begin to be tightened, leaders of the 25 nations hammered out a constitution that states quite bluntly, and this is the EU constitution, folks, it says, this constitution shall have primacy over the law of member states. Now, what does that mean, folks? Well, it shall rule over all the member states. The EU constitution will destroy the constitution of those nations, is what it means, and it has done that. The document even contains numerous passages expressing subservience to the United Nations, which we knew all along. Remember, folks, that we mentioned this before, that the Trilateral Commission was started because the plan is to have three European-style unions across the world. The European Union is the first one, and they're having a rough time, and I'm happy to see it. I'm going to share the rest of this article with you here in just a minute. But then the Pacific Rim nations were coming into a European-style union, and then the Americas would come into it. And after this tri-regional system was set up, then they merged it into the Antichrist world government system, that slave system of the rich, for poor with no middle class. That's what they're working on. When we get back, I'll finish up on this great flyer that we need to download. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about a flyer that you need to have because it's easy to hand out to people, one page. Not a lot of reading. A lot of people today don't like to read. They like to watch the funny papers or read the funny papers and watch sports and watch TV. So they don't want to do a lot of reading. And so this is perfect, folks. Let's continue on here. They say that the EU's constitution just clearly comes out and says that it's going to have primacy over the constitution of all the other nations. And indeed it does. So they tried to get all the nations to sign this document, and it was sent back to each of the countries for ratification. Many national legislatures quickly approved it, but praise God, voters in Netherlands and France, given the opportunity to express their opinion, emphatically turned their thumbs down to it. No sooner had Spain ratified the new constitution, the EU constitution, then her former minister, Miguel Angelo Moratinos, exalted, and here's what he said, "We are witnessing the last remnants of national politics. The concept of traditional citizenship has been bypassed in the 21st century," he said, about the UN Constitution, or EU Constitution, not the UN Constitution. Foreign Minister Moratinos then teamed up with Luxembourg's Jean Azelborn to schedule a Friends of the EU Constitution conference to be held in Madrid in late January 2007. Of the 18 countries that have ratified the document, only there are two, and that was, once again, it was Netherlands and France. Their two nations had formally ratified the Constitution. Only those two did not. But listen to this, folks. This is exciting, and this old cop didn't know this. It says here, beyond France and the Netherlands, however, only Denmark, Ireland, Poland, the Czech Republic, Sweden, Portugal, and the United Kingdom, England, for those that don't know what that means, continue to resist the ratification. That's fantastic, folks. You know, we here at our two police and military associations had heard through the phony, lying, controlled media in America that it was a done deal. But now we hear that all of these nations are resisting ratification. This is fantastic. But I go on with this one-page flyer. Here we go. The Czech Republic President, Václav Klaus, is on record likening the document to crossing the Rubicon, after which there will be no more sovereign states in Europe. Only one state will remain, and that is the European Union. And all the rest will have lost their sovereignty. With the sprawling headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, the EU has legislative, executive branch, and by the way, folks, none of the people have any say in their legislature, executive, or judicial branches. No people have any say. This is the super-rich, megalomaniac, criminal cabal that controls all of this. They have a central bank and a common currency called the euro. It has a military arm today and beginning of a police force in the EU, a flag, motto, passport, and auto license plate. Even an annual EU day, isn't that sweet? Its powers have already forced revision or abolition of numerous national laws in those countries. In England, where the euro has not yet replaced the pound, resistance to further EU immersion continues to be built by the nonpartisan Democratic Party movement. Its efforts received a boost when Prime Minister Tony Blair went to Brussels in December and almost doubled Britain's EU payment to £6 billion per year to the EU, which is $11.5 billion, even while the EU's own Court of Auditors, listen to this, folks, the EU's own Court of Auditors has just refused for the 12th year in a row to verify and certify the EU's accounts as legal and reliable. They're a bunch of crooks, folks. Of course, we already knew that. All of these facts add up to solid reasons why plans to entangle the United States, which has already been harmed by inclusion in NAFTA, in the Security and Prosperity Partnership, North American Union with Canada and Mexico, should be blocked. Now, that's a flyer, folks. That's a one-pager, one-sided flyer, and that is just prime for putting on the windshield of cars all over this nation. That's the kind of document we need. John F. McManus, The New American Magazine, February 5th, 2007. Get it and hand it out. I even like to go in when you're in the supermarket and you're in line, turn around and hand out things to the people behind you and in front of you. Okay. It is time to get the message out. And word of mouth works. If you have 100,000 people in America doing something like putting these on 100, 200, 300 windshields across America each, then you're going to reach multi-millions of people with truth. So don't put it down. It is something we can do when we don't have anything else to do. We're hearing from people all the time say, I don't know what to do. I want to help. I don't know what to do. Well, that's what you can do, folks. It works. Lighten the people. people. We'll be right back after these important messages with more of the program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
I'm that old cop, as most of you know, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho. Good to be with you here. Well, I want to get into something else, but I noticed we have a caller on the line. And that's great, because it's our brother Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program on this Sunday, brother.
Thank you, Officer McLam. It's great to be back on and listening to your show, and thank you so much for covering the Real ID Act and the activities in your state of Idaho and the outstanding resolution by your House opposing the Real ID Act and information about the other states that are getting on board, such as Maine, and your discussion about the North American Union. I believe the North American Union represents the most significant issue affecting our country today. Our major media, which is controlled, is saying nothing. Even the recent meeting held in Ottawa, Canada, just a couple of weeks ago, there was no coverage.
That's right.
And then I read in Bob Chapman's latest international forecaster, that the senator from Utah, Robert Bennett, another one of those so-called conservatives, made it clear to his constituents that he supports the plan for SSP. The old tired excuse, quote, is we have to protect North America against terrorists and other security threats.
Right.
He lies when he says it won't affect our sovereignty. Of course it will. It says so in the Pastor. Robert Pastor is the father of the SPP, also the father of the Panama Canal giveaway when you go back to President Carter.
That's right.
In the Utah legislation, on the floor in front of all assembled, Bennett denied any knowledge of the SSP or the proposed NAFTA superhighway. Bob Chapman says, quote, we have a letter saying just the opposite, authored by Senator Bennett.
Isn't that something? Boy, I'll tell you. Liars.
Unbelievable. Quote,
liars.
Right. Quote, he's just another political liar who is getting paid off. When he was questioned in Washington about Mexican custom officials working at a facility in Kansas City inspecting goods arriving from Mexico, he said that it was the, quote, way of the future. Chapman says Utah subscribers get him out of office. Well, it goes much further than that. When I look at the CFR members, both Republican and Democrat, who support this, and they're the same people that supported the Senate Amnesty Immigration Bill, last year, Senate Bill 2611. And so many of these folks that are running for president in 2008 are CFR members. But we don't have any disclosure.
Yes, how many, Ernie, are CFR members that are running right now? We know.
Well, let me include one that may announce tomorrow. Senator Chuck Hagel from Nebraska.
Oh, that's Chuck Hagel.
Yeah, he's a CFR member. He supported the Senate bill for amnesty. Let's see, John Kerry, I don't know if he's going to run or not, but he's a CFR member. John McCain, Senator McCain of Arizona, CFR member. Another.
Our POWs, traitors to our POWs.
Oh, absolutely. And another announced candidate. From Connecticut, Senator Dodd. He is a CFR member also. And I have information that Hillary Clinton, who attended the Bilderberg Conference, it's either she is a CFR member or is a Trilateral Commission member. I'm not sure on the status. Hillary Clinton.
She either a Trilateral Commission member or CFR, we're not
member.
Sure.
Right.
What we know is that she's... the old gun mall gangster wife of Bill Clinton.
Right.
Bill is gangster.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we have, I believe Senator Birch Bayh has expressed some interest in possibly running. Another Democrat.
Bayh may run.
Yes. He may run. There was some discussion about his announcing a possible run. And he's a CFR member. Now, we also know that Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is not an announced candidate, but very influential, she is a CFR member, Trilateral Commission member, and Senator Lieberman, another CFR member.
Now, Lieberman is definitely a CFR member.
Right.
I don't think he's running this time. Yeah.
No, he's not running this time, but you never know when, by the time we get to 2008 and how they spin this all out, because the true conservatives, and I've seen this in the Republican side, such as Dr. Ron Paul, a true conservative Republican, a non-CFR member, opposed to the Iraq War, opposed to Senate amnesty, any form of amnesty, and opposed to the North American Union on record, he gets no coverage by the major media.
No coverage whatsoever for Ron Paul, that's right.
Right.
They're scared to death of him, brother. They're just scared to death of him.
Oh, that is true.
My goodness, if he became president, we'd probably have to have a team of 200 Secret Service guys around him everywhere he went so they wouldn't bump him off.
Oh, that's right. And it's amazing that, as an announced candidate, that he's even allowed to speak. I saw him not too long ago on the Lou Dobbs show.
Oh, he was on Lou Dobbs?
He was on Lou Dobbs.
Ron Paul was on Lou Dobbs?
Yes.
And this guy, Lou Dobbs, he's really, I can't understand why they haven't booted him out of the controlled television news, man. Well, how come they're leaving him in there to expose people things like the North American Union and to Ron Paul? I think he's on a short leash, isn't he?
He is on a short leash, but apparently when he signed his contract to continue on his show, he was given more freedom to speak out on important issues affecting the middle class.
Hey, that's amazing. They'd even allow him to have a program.
Oh, I know that. But you got to look at the bottom line, though, because despite Katie Couric and when she was put on CBS and Lou Dobbs counters her at that same time frame, but Lou Dobbs has got millions upon millions of viewers.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's
millions of viewers. Yeah, and he's going to have more too if they leave him on there, and I can't imagine that they would leave him on there much longer, Ernie. It's just amazing that he can speak the truth and have people on there talking about these issues that the international criminal elite wants to have hidden from the American people, and people like Ron Paul that they don't want to give any press to as he's running for president. I can't imagine they can allow Lou Dobbs to go much further, but I will ask my listeners to pray for Lou Dobbs because he's the only voice out there that's telling the truth about these issues. And if we're going to keep him in there, I think we ought to really pray for that brother.
Oh, absolutely. And let me tell you what's going on. And more recently, and I saw this on WorldNet Daily. It was posted just recently on March the 9th, and it was titled, Eagle Forum Working with Legislators to Halt Globalist Plans. What has happened is, despite all of the disinformation by the president and Congress, there's no North American Union, there's no effort here to undermine national sovereignty, we're not really doing the NAFTA superhighway system, despite recent protests in Austin, the capital of the state of Texas, and what we now see is, I think there in reading the article, there were 12 states mentioned opposing the North American Union with recent resolutions.
12 states now have opposed the North American Union?
Yes.
With
recent resolutions in their respective General Assemblies, putting it in writing. Just in event, despite all the disinformation, that our so-called CFR elite and our senators who don't represent the American people but the internationalists and the banking interests and the families that have the controlling majority interests and the Federal Reserve banks that run this planet, the super elites and the families from the Rothschilds on, the well-connected that dictate everything and have this one-world government plan for us, in the ultimate, these states include your former state that you mentioned on the program earlier, the state of Arizona. They have a Senate concurrent memorial, 1002. And if you go to WorldNet Daily, to Eagle Forum Working with Legislators, you can get the links to the resolutions, but I will be brief. The other states include Georgia, Illinois, Missouri, Montana, Oregon, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, or my state, the Commonwealth of Virginia, Senate Joint Resolution 442, the state of Washington. These are states where their legislative representatives have introduced motions to oppose not only the SPP, the North American Union, but many of those resolutions oppose the NAFTA superhighway system and Bush's most recent announcement to put all these thousands of Mexican trucks on our highways.
That's right. Hey, listen, Ernie, could you send that over to me on email or something so I can look that up?
Oh, certainly.
That is great news. 11 states now saying no to the North American Union. Fantastic. I haven't seen that yet, so please send that over to me, would you?
Oh, I certainly will. Oh. And also, there is more discussion in Bob Chapman's recent international forecaster. He talks about the average age of these Mexican trucks are at least 12 years old. And if we have thousands of these trucks on our highways, can you imagine the potential adverse effects, not only in the environment, but what happens when there is a collision between a Mexican truck and an American vehicle?
Well, they just run to the border is all they do.
Right. Well, who's going to pick up the tab? Will it be our federal government to help ensure this situation? I mean, if the state...
I don't know, but that would be a good thing to propose. But the first thing to propose is keep those doggone trucks out of here, those Mexican trucks, thousands of Mexican trucks. Because I tell you, my sons and I spent years down in Mexico scuba diving, and you get behind some of those Mexican trucks, and they almost gas you to death. So it's going to be amazing to have thousands of Mexican trucks here on American streets.
Oh, it is, but, you know, as a former police officer and working in Phoenix, Arizona, don't you think there's possibly a potential increased risk of more illegal drugs coming in into the country via these thousands of Mexican trucks?
Well, as you know, Ernie, we've discussed it before. We have Border Patrol agents that have told us over years now that certain semi-trucks and big Mexican trucks come up to the border, the American border, and the American Border Patrol are told to stand down and just wave them through. And so that's the drugs coming in. And who knows what else? It may be terrorists coming in, but
terrorists?
For sure it's the drugs coming in into this country that the international criminal elite control. And they're just told several times a day when certain trucks approach the border, they can't even stop them. They just wave them right through. And so with these thousands of Mexican trucks coming across the border just being waved through, guess what, brother? It could be anything on there. There could be red Chinese military coming in, you know, to attack the United States.
I know.
And you don't know what's in those trucks.
And we already know this administration's track record in our Congress. Despite the 80 to 85% of Americans who reject any form of amnesty, these two major parties who have abandoned our national sovereignty, and they look the other way with all these thousands and millions of illegals coming in with these additional trucks, with these trucks, isn't there a likelihood of increased illegals coming through?
Absolutely. There could be hundreds of thousands of illegals in those trucks, too. It's just a no-starter, man. We got to get it stopped. And as I said at the beginning of the program, Ernie, it does work when the American people rise up in righteous indignation on these issues. We can get these things stopped. As you already told us today, the people have stood up and made so much commotion in 11 states now that they've passed resolutions against the North American Union and the SPP. That's fantastic.
It's actually 12 states.
12 states now.
Yeah, 12
okay.
states.
Yes, listen, Ernie, I've got to get going here.
Okay,
but,
thank you so much, Jack.
Todd, thank you for calling in, Ernie, with that great information. You always have up-to-date information, and we appreciate it very much, okay?
Okay, you have a good day.
Hey, God bless
enjoy
you.
Your broadcast.
Take care. Bye-bye. Wow, folks, that's fantastic. Like I say, do not believe it when our government liars and the media tells you that it doesn't do any good to speak up today. That's not true. They're scared to death. The international criminal elite that controls the White House and controls the Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and our state houses, folks, they're scared to death of the American people waking up. Because there's so few of them, and as you know, there's hundreds of millions of Americans. And so they've got to try to keep you from knowing all these things. But when all of a sudden the people wake up and start phone calling and sending letters and going down and hammering on the desk of these elected things, They do respond, they will respond, and they are responding right now. Ernie says there's now 12 states that the people have gotten up on their hind legs and hollered and screamed about this North American Union, and they've written resolutions and passed them in 12 states already against this. So it works when the people don't just pray, but when the people put feet to their prayers. You know what I mean. Take action. As I keep using Psalms 94:16 in the Bible, where God tells us to stand up and stand up against evil and wickedness, and that's exactly what the people are beginning to do in America now, and it's working. It always has worked. It still does. But if we don't, of course, they run right over top of us. I want to get into something here. Let's see, we're coming up on a break in just a minute, but I want to get into a dear brother of mine, Sully Castillo, talking about Ollie North and drug running. Okay, going to get into that. Sully Castillo, I'm sure many of our listeners know, is one of the top DEA agents of the nation, or was until he retired, that was trying to expose the George Bush crime family. And we'll be right back to talk more about it after the break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back to the Officer Tactical Lamb program, folks. And, Ernie, man, I'm telling you, this guy is a researcher. Ernie is a researcher, and he's an activist, praise God, down there in Virginia. And I'll tell you, that's unusual on the East Coast, as I don't know if any of you have traveled like I have and gone to speak on the East Coast to various meetings, but it's a real rough place to find activists like Ernie. And so he does a marvelous job. He's very much into going to meetings and all there and getting in touch with the big guys around the area and trying to educate them in what is really going on. So, Ernie, God bless you, brother, and Lord protect you back there on the East Coast. It's not easy. Okay, let's see now. We've got John from Tennessee and Dan in Texas. Let's take John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the program, brother.
Thank you, Jack. I wish I would have been able to ask Ernie. I heard today that Fred Thompson was considering running.
Yeah, Fred.
I don't know whether or not he's a CFR.
I don't know if Fred Thompson is CFR or not. I know he's a good actor.
You know? Well, most politicians
most
are.
Most politicians are good actors. That's right.
Okay, yeah. Jack, the comment that I wanted to make, you know, Ernie is an activist, and he told us about 12 states, I guess, that are passing resolutions to oppose FPP. I would like to think, Jack, that I've played a small part here in Tennessee, because I cannot tell you how many times I've been hung up on local radio trying to explain to people what's happening and what this nation's about to go through if people don't begin to wake up. I've been called kook, conspiracy nut. When they're announcing candidates for presidency, I brought up Ron Paul, and I said, you left one out, Ron Paul. And, is this a conspiracy theory call? Is that what this is? I said, no, sir. I'm just trying to get the truth out.
Praise God. Thank you, brother, for doing that.
All right,
that.
Jack, thank you for your show, man.
Yeah, listen, thank you for your activism. That's what's taking our country back, brother. And thank you so much. I've got 3 kids and 9 grandchildren, and everything you do, John, affects my children and grandchildren's freedom. So God bless you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, that's a fact, folks. Everything I do affects your kids' freedoms and grandchildren's freedoms, and everything you do good. When you get out, become an activist and start contacting people and spreading the good word and the truth out there, it affects my kids and grandkids too. Let's go now to Dan in Texas. Dan, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Great show as usual. Now, what I'm calling about is I had a relative who was shot to death in an apartment, and they said it was suicide.
Really? Your relative was shot to death?
Yes, sir, and they said there was no residue of the gunpowder, and it was suicide.
Oh, it was a suicide, but no residue of the gunpowder.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
Can I get an affidavit for you showing that's impossible somehow, something in writing?
Yeah, I'll give you an affidavit. You can't shoot yourself and not have any gunpowder residue.
It was indoors.
That's absolutely crazy.
It was indoors, not outdoors, if that matters.
It was indoors. It doesn't matter. Outdoors, indoors. You'd have to be in a 170-mile-an-hour hurricane to not get powder on you. Shot yourself. Of course, if you're in a 170-mile hurricane, you'd be there to shoot yourself. No, something stinks about that one. Hang on, brother. We'll be right back with Dan in Texas after this break.